Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with the Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 20, Mizmor Ches, chapter 8. Last week we gave an overview to Perek Ches, where Dovra Melech said, you want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You can see Hashem in His creation. You can see Hashem in every place you look, every place you turn. Look at the stars, look at the moon, look at the birth of a baby, how his food is prepared for him right away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates all these nisim, all these miracles. Person might think, what is he? Ma'enosh kisis kerenu. What value is man compared to all the vastness, the greatness of the stars and the moon? However, Pasuk Vav we mentioned says that's incorrect. V'achtachsareyu ma'at me'elohim. In Pasuk Vav we said Elohim are the malachim, that Hashem created mankind just below the malachim, with the greatness and ability of even becoming greater than malachim. In Pasuk Zayin, Ches, and Tes, we said how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam the ability to rule over the whole entire world. And not only that, but Adam, as we explained last week, controls how the world runs in the spiritual sense. That was a recap, a review from last week. I want to begin now with a few questions, four questions. Question number one. Last week, Erev Rosh Chodesh, was Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan is a day of tefillah. It's similar to Yom Kippur in regards to this condensed davening of Yom Kippur. And we beseech Hashem, we ask Hashem to accept our tefillahs, and we end all of the Yom Kippur Katan davening with one chapter of Tehillim. There are 150 chapters. Which is the one perek of Tehillim we end Yom Kippur Katan with? Perek Ches, our chapter we're discussing now. And the question is, why is that? Why of all of the chapters of Tehillim, all the kapitloch, we specifically end with Perek Ches? Question number two. Take a look at the first pasuk. Pasuk Beis. Hashem Adonainu. Hashem our Master. Mo'ad Yishimcha b'chol oylam. B'chol ha'aretz, your name is so mighty, so powerful. B'chol ha'aretz, over the whole land. Asher t'na hoidcha al ha'shamayim. Place your hoid, your glory in the heavens. You place your glory in the heavens. Now take a look at Pasuk Yud. Very similar Pasuk, but it doesn't end the same way. It begins, Hashem adoy neinu mo'adr shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. But what happened to t'na hoidcha al ha'shamayim? Place your glory in the shamayim, in the heavens. What happened to the last part of the Pasuk? That's question number two. Question number three really is, who says these words? Who's saying, Mi amar l'mi? Who's saying, Hashem Adonainu mo'ad shimcha b'chol ha'aretz? Who's saying these words? And question number four, there's a minig for those who wear tefillin, men, after yishtabach, you start the bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema. When you come to the words, right in the beginning, after Yishtabach, Yoitzer Or, Hashem fashions the light, Ubayrei Choshech, and He creates the dark, there's a custom to touch your tefillin shel yad, and then your tefillin shel roish. Some kiss them. What's the reason for this? So let's begin with the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim explains that when a person wants to know the value of an item. You have jewelry. You want to know how valuable is your jewelry. So you go to a jeweler. If the jeweler says to you, you know, I'd like to buy this from you. You know you have very good schayer. You know you have very good jewelry. If the jeweler himself wants to buy it from you, you know it's very valuable. Says the Chofetz Chaim, T'nohoidcho al shemayim. The malachim, the malachi asharis, are the ones who said this pasuk. Place your glory in the heavens. The Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't go down there to the earth. Don't go down there to the land, to Adam. Stay up here in Shemayim. What are they referring to? The Gemara tells us, Gemara in Shabbos, Chazal tell us, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to receive the Torah. He went to Shemayim. And he was greeted by the Malachim. But the Malachim were not happy to see him. And they said, what is this human being doing amongst us? What is this mortal man doing in Shemayim? And they were told that Moshe Rabbeinu came to receive the Torah and to take the Torah down to Klal Yisrael. To which they responded, Chendech muda gnuza, shegnuza lecha, teisha meyus v'shivim v'arbam doiris, kaidim shenivra oilam. You have this beautiful treasure. You have the Torah that was created 974 years before the world was created. And you want to give it to Basar v'dam? You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want to give it to Adam? To man? That doesn't make any sense. And the Malachim said, Pasuk Hey as well, Mo enosh kisis kirenu, uven odom kisif kedenu. What value is man? He's so minute, so small. Mo enosh kisis kirenu. And the Malachim said, Pasuk Beis as well. The Malachim said, Hashem Adoineinu, Hashem our Master, Mo adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Your name is so mighty and so powerful throughout the whole land. Asher tenoh hoidcha al shemayim. Place your glory here with us. Don't give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was facing when he went up to Shemayim to bring us the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. Shem Yisrafuni. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid they're going to burn him up. Behebel Shibapiyam, with this fire from their mouth, the mouth of the angels. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, hold on to my throne. Echoyiz bekisai, hold on to my throne. And respond to them. What are you going to tell them, Malach? So Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, seven taimas to the Malach. Seven responses. He asked them a question. He says, did Hashem take you out of Mitzrayim? Were you slaves to Paro in Mitzrayim? Did Hashem take you out of Mitzrayim? What do you need a Torah for? Do you have parents to honor? Do you have jealousy that you should not be jealous? And on. They concluded. The Malachim said back, "Miyad hoiduloi laKodesh Baruch Hu." They agreed to Hashem, and they said Pasuk Yud, "Hashem Adoineinu, Hashem our Master, Mo'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, Mo'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'aretz." How mighty and powerful is your name throughout the whole land? That your throughout your creation, you can see the greatness of Hashem. Where? Ba'aretz, down here. But to know Hoitcha HaShemayim, it doesn't say. Because originally in Pasuk Beis, the Malachim said, to know Hoitcha HaShemayim. We realize the value of the Torah. As the Chafetz Chaim said, you want to go and see how precious your jewelry is. You go to a jeweler. And if he wants it, you see, you have good schayra, you have good merchandise. The Malachim says the Chavetz Chaim are all ruchni, kol kulei ruchni, are all spiritual. And they realize the greatness of the Torah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, if the Malachim realize, to know haidcha l'shemayim, how powerful, how great the Torah is, how much more so we have to realize when we have the Torah now. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was menatzeach, he was victorious over them. But to make sure to utilize the Torah properly. And that brings us to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. Mipi oidel miyoinkim yisadet to oiz. Another Gemara in Shabbos. Mipi oidel miyoinkim yisadet to oiz. Gemara says, in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Tesem at Beis, She'olam iskayim. The world exists, constantly exists, miskayim ba'avora hevel tinoikus shel beis rabban. Because of the Torah of the children. Shu'hevel b'loloi chet. Because the words of Torah that the children say is a hevel, it's words that come out without any chet. They're below bar mitzvah. There's no chet. The world is miskayim, the world is surviving, existing because of their Torah. And a person should be careful to understand, to value. From the idol of Yoinkim, Yisadat Ois, from the young children, you set the foundation. Yisadat as a foundation. Ois, Ein Ois El Torah. Ois, the might, refers to Torah. The Gemara tells us, Chazal tells us, that we're not Mevatel Tinoikisel Beis Rabban, the yeshivas of children, even for binyan Beis Hamikdash, even to go build the Beis Hamikdash. And many more chazal like this, of the importance of the Torah of the children. That b'schus, the children, had Torah nidna b'schus t'inoy k'shel Beis Rabban. The Torah was given to us in the schus of the children. We see very clearly how the world is running because of the limud Torah of the children. This tells us a few things. Number one, obviously how important it is that the children learn. And number two, how important it is the jobs of the rebbeim, the moros, the teachers, who teach these children. The teachers, the rebbeim, they are the ones who are responsible for the world to have a foundation, to be strong. The world is in existence because of their Torah. Yetz Hashem, in another week, we'll be zoiche to have Purim, Habolin, Letoiva. I want to share with you a ma'isa, a medrash, that ties into our discussion right now. There's a medrash that says, Gemara, that Haman saw three little children walking, and he knew, Haman knew, to ask them a question, what they just finished learning in Cheder. And they, all three of them responded with the psukim of Haman's demise, Haman's downfall, which infuriated Haman, and he said, I'm going to start with you first. I'm going to start with the children. And then when the Gezeiros came out, there were 22,000 children that were chained and fasting. And the gzeira that Haman wanted to do was to kill them first. 22,000 children. And the mothers wanted to feed the children, that they shouldn't just die, listen to this now, without being killed at Kiddush Hashem. This is the generation we're talking now, when they did Shuvah. The mothers wanted the children to eat because if they're going to be killed, if they're going to die and perish, they should go out Kiddush Hashem, not because of the fasting. And the children continued to fast and to daven. And Mordechai was the Rebbe. And Mordechai was telling them to continue to strengthen yourself and to daven to Hashem. And Chazal tell us the tremendous schus of those tefillos, how much they saved Klal Yisrael in that generation, that time period. Where does this come from? That the Torah of the children has the ability to attack and to overpower Seir Recha, Lahashbis Oyev Umisnakim, to destroy the enemy. To destroy the enemy, Umisnakim, and to take revenge. To avenge the situation against our enemy. This is Pasuk Gimel, our capital here in Perek Ches, Pasuk Gimel. Mipi Oilun V'yoinkin Yisadet Ta'oiz. For the Torah of the children, you made the foundation of the Torah strong. For what purpose? Because this is a protection, the Man Serecha, against our Tzairim, our tormentors, our enemies, our Hamans. We see what saved us back then. It was Torah, it was Tefillah, it was a Tefillah, the Torah of the children as well. We have to realize the importance of the teachers, of the Rebbeim. I personally say it's the hardest job. To teach children, to excite them in Limud HaTorah. Children want to go run around, play games. We have to educate them. And explain to them that their power, Leman Sayerecha, has the ability to overpower our enemies, just like it did by the days of Haman, Harasha. So just to review, we explained over here, Hashem Adoineinu, in Pasuk Beis, the Malachi Asharis, the Malachim, the angels, they said, we don't want the Torah going down to human beings, to Ben Adam. Keep the Torah up in Shemayim. But then Moshe Rabbeinu was victorious, and in Pasuk Yod, it doesn't say it just says Hashem Adonai Mo'adar Shimcha B'chol Aretz. The Torah belongs down by Klai Yisrael. And we just explained the importance of Limud HaTorah of the little children and the Rebbeim and the teachers who teach them. Just two questions still to answer. Question number one is, why does Yom Kippur Katan Tefillah end with Perek Ches? And why does a person kiss his tefillin when he says Yotzeh or Vari Chayshach? As we explained that this kapitel, this chapter discusses how Hashem is the creator of nature. We discussed this at length last week. But we also mentioned that it's Adam, it's his mitzvahs, it's his Torah that govern how the world runs. And this is the message we're supposed to take away from a Yom Kippur Katan when we say the last part of the tefillah, Lametzecha Agitis Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Adoineinu Mo'adar Shimcha B'chol Haaretz. We have to look at the world and realize you want the world to run well. You want it to be shalom in the world. There should be peace in the world. We have to do tshuva. We have to realize our actions, like we mentioned last week, our mitzvahs make a difference. Each and every one of us. And that's the message while we kiss the tefillin, when we say Yotzer Ar. We're discussing how Hashem formed the light. Light is a reference to day. Uvayri choshech. And Hashem created night. Night is dark. Dark is nighttime. The world runs because of the Torah. We kiss the tefillin because the tefillin represent the Torah. The purpose of tefillin is lamantia Torah Hashem beficha, that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Tefillin should bring you to Limud HaTorah. Im loy brisi yom v'layla chukos shemayim v'aretz lo samti. The pasuk says that what gives the energy, what gives the gasoline, what gives the fuel to the world to exist, that's Limud HaTorah. So we kiss the tefillin to remind ourselves that it's the Limud HaTorah that keeps the natural world, to use that word, natural world in existence. And that's the message, perhaps why this kapitel is at the end of Yom Kippur Katan Davening. That we should leave, to remind ourselves, we should leave this Yom Kippur Katan Davening, with this reminder that you want the world to run properly, with the mechazek, our shmiras, our mitzvahs, and our limud HaTorah.